welcome to Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Liebob. There's Dustin Lawler. And oh my gosh, in her sweater. And with
didn't know it was Green Day.
Yeah, Green Day. Steph Swain joining us for our final show of 2022. Hello, and very festive and holiday looking background. Plus, you're drinking. What are you drinking?
Something really disgusting.
Really? What is it? Dog piss?
Well, I got this fancy liquor. I got this fancy liquor from some patient. He brought some in to work, and it's like an $80 bottle of rum, which is so out of my price range for some rum. And I got some almond milk eggnog that I mixed it with. Well, stop.
Almond milk eggnog?
It's almond milk eggnog. But wait, it gets worse.
Okay.
So first what I did was I did the almond milk eggnog the other night and I didn't really even get a buzz off of it. So I said, nah. So tonight what I did right before the show is I went back to my old, I like to mix whiskey and Sprite. So I thought, well, I'll do that. I'll mix the rum and the Sprite. No.
No.
And so I added some eggnog to it. So it's rum, eggnog, and Sprite.
Why don't you go pour that on your car battery? It'll clean up.
So it's basically, it's a hobo's holiday drink.
Cool, dead hobo.
Foaming like you're in the Munsters.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's because the almond milk is curdling on top of it. I'm not throwing it out. This is $80 rum. I'm not going to dump it out. I'm going to drink it.
Why don't you just go get some cola?
Well, it's a dark liquor. I cannot drink a dark liquor in a dark soda. It has to be in a white soda. Like my granny, if you took her anywhere, she'd say, I don't like. My granny would always say, like, if you took her to Long John Silver's or something, she'd say, I don't like black pop. I like white pop.
Okay. Get it? I like corn pop. He was a bad dude. You know, you could go to eBay and find some of that. What was that Pepsi shit?
Crystal
Pepsi. And then make yourself a Crystal Pepsi rum.
That was one of my favorite SNL commercials, the Crystal Gravy.
Yeah. I liked it when Kevin Nealon tried Zima on the news. And he went, tastes like zit. Those old drinks. Remember Zima? Zima sucked.
Disgusting.
It's White Claw.
It's a precursor to the White Claw. Yeah.
That's what I always think whenever I see the kids down at the park drinking the White Claw.
How do you do, fellow kids?
The kids in the park drinking White Claw.
It's like Zima. Yeah.
Zima, what has become of you?
Something's gonna end up happening to me though. I feel like I'm gonna end up in the emergency room before this. Before this pod is over.
I think that maybe we're going to have to monitor that as we record this final episode of the year. Steph in her curdling bizarre almond milk. First of all, I'm still like almond milk eggnog. I don't get why not.
Yeah, it doesn't have any eggs in it, right?
No. That's part of why I wanted it.
How is it nog? What do they nog? They nog the almonds?
I don't know, man.
Almonds every night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nogging almonds like crazy over here.
They're mean little critters, but their coats are worth a fortune.
I was hoping, because you know how eggnog can be really, it's kind of slurmy. It's so thick.
It's good.
It is sometimes, I don't know.
If you put whiskey in it, it's good.
But it can also make me have like a gut bomb. Like I'm sick.
David Tell in his one Skanks for the Memories, his one CD that he's put out the last 30 years. He says, eggnog is elf cum.
Well, this is reindeer cum is what I'm drinking.
That should be the name of the show. Rest in peace. And no, don't call it that. It is our final show of 2022, and on this episode, we're going to talk about some of the things we really liked pop culture media-wise, and also we're going to do we've kind of had a tradition of doing in memoriams, but a lot of people are dead, And then there's also people we're happy that are still alive. So we'll talk about those people as well. Hey, if you happen to miss the podcast on the WSP last weekend, well, have no fear. It's repeating this weekend, but also you can grab the podcast on the podcatcher, which I need to post. So I'm writing myself a note right now. Post podcast. Podcast. And my guest for the entire hour was Mark Schrenkel.
I listened to a good bit of that. It was very fun.
Thank you very much.
He does great impressions.
He does great impressions. How about that Stallone? And not only does he do great impressions, he can ad lib and improv. So that's what's really cool about it. So if you're interested, of course, he's from the show I Am Shauna Ray that you can see on TLC. It's in its second season and it's about ready to wrap up season number two. Now, he's also a blood relative of mine via the McNaney side of the family, which is my mother's side of the family. And other than that, though, he's a real interesting dude and a lot of fun to talk to. And he's very creative. And I think that he could springboard off of the show because of all of his talents, especially his art and his voices and stuff. So I hope we can talk to him again soon. He said he'd come on anytime. So maybe he can come on and do Stallone. It's the best Stallone impression I've ever heard in my life. I'm not even being facetious.
It was really good. It was really good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Not easy to do Stallone. I sat out in my carport before I went to Boston last week trying to do old Rocky.
Tell me, Rocky, just between us, where did you get the name Italian Stallion?
Creed is a good boxer, you know, because he's like Apollo's son, but he's also my son. But like, he's like, after Apollo beat me in that fight at the end of Rocky 3, I let him have sex with me. And then I gave him some, and then he went and made Creed. Creed is also, what is he, war killer?
Killmonger.
Killmonger, yeah. He's also a boxer. But anyway, that's my bad, Stallone. But I sat out there for like an hour just talking to myself. Hopefully, there will be no show until after New Year's Day. So look for the next show in 2 weeks, eh?
Let's talk about what we liked about 2022. Our top three best ofs. Yeah, we didn't have to pick three of everything, but we each picked a movie, a TV show, a book, or something similar to that. So, Jeff, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I picked my favorite movie of the year to be Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe.
That's a good movie.
Hilarious.
Very hilarious movie.
I'm glad Mike Judge is back doing more Beavis and Buttheads, and this season was hilarious.
I hope he continues to do it.
I hope so, too.
The King of the Hill is dead in the water, which sucks because I'd like to see an updated King of the Hill with an older Bobby.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey, Dad.
My favorite TV show of the year was Andor, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. You still haven't watched it.
My favorite, Jeff.
Was it your favorite, too?
Absolutely.
I was going to start it last week, but for some reason, I can't get my password to work.
Yeah, your password.
Your password.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite book I read this year was the Lee Child, Andrew Child, Jack Reacher book called No Plan B.
Uh-huh.
Latest one of those Jack Reacher books.
You knock some girl up and they have to go around looking for Plan B. Is that what it's
No. Okay. No. It was a good book. And I'm liking the brother more and more because Lee Child is going to stop writing the books eventually. I think he's got one more left, and then the brother's going to take over full time.
How come Lee's stopping?
Just he doesn't want to do it anymore.
No.
He was getting tired of it, and instead of just ending it or killing off Reacher, he's going to let his brother take over.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So now he won't like have to go write his final Jack Reacher book in Colorado and go off the cliff and then get all by any books.
Exactly.
All right.
And my favorite podcast of the year, I guess, I saw you guys pick Fly on the Wall. That was a really good one. But I picked This Job is History with Chris Parnell. It's kind of new, so it's maybe five or six episodes in.
Yeah, that's fun. I've been listening to it.
I like Chris Parnell. He has a great voice. What's it about?
Yeah, it's just about old jobs that don't exist anymore, like funeral clown and
Funeral clown?
Yeah.
What's the
That was a real thing clown? Back in like ancient Rome.
Oh, okay. And not like
and I think Laura Silverman from Dr. Katz does a voice, at least on the one I heard.
Cool.
The most recent one.
This Job is History with Chris Parnell.
Yeah. That was very good. New podcast. Right. But yeah, the fly on the wall Farley episodes, probably some of the best podcasts I listened to this year.
I think that's in the vein of like Gilbert's podcast and stuff where they talk about old things that I like.
Yeah.
It's the best I can say.
Nostalgia porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For movies, I know we didn't talk about it on the show, but my favorite movie of the year was called Big Bug. By Jean-Pierre Jeunet, he's the one that did City of Lost Children and Amelie, French director. And it is the wildest movie. If you like the style of Amelie, which is very visual, I mean, most of his movies are amazing cinematography and practical effects and tricks with the camera. And he kind of went with Amelie and with, the City of Lost Children, it was kind of gothic looking or, you know, old school architecture and stuff. But with this one, Big Bug, he was able to do like futuristic architecture and like a dystopian future with robots and androids. And it was a comedy, but it's also a very, you know, pulls at the heartstrings too. So it was probably my favorite movie this year.
Where's that streaming?
It was streaming on Netflix. I think it's on Hulu now.
Cool.
It moved halfway through the year. My TV show, I picked The Outer Range. I know it kind of got mixed reception, you know, throughout the year, but to me, it was one of the few that I wanted to keep going back to and finding out more about, even if the ending was kind of left ambiguous. Maybe for another season, hopefully, but I actually enjoyed it the most of any show this year, going back and forth.
That made my top three. It was hard to pick my favorite show, but I did, but that wasn't one of them, but it was in there. I loved it. I thought it was great.
It was great. I really enjoyed that a lot. I can't wait to see what they do with the next season.
And hopefully they'll get one.
Josh Brolin was in it and a whole bunch of other people.
Imogene Poots.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see, for the podcast, I put down the Ralph Report. It's a podcast that I listen to every day. Ralph Garman is an ex DJ from K-Rock in LA, and he does a podcast, or did a podcast, with Kevin Smith called Hollywood Babylon, and he was their entertainment reporter, and then he lost his job at one mix up about 5 or 6 years ago at K-Rock. And they changed hands or changed formats or something. And you know, he lost his job and he started doing a Patreon to, you know, have an income. And it turned into an everyday show 5 days a week for an hour. And it's done on a radio kind of format, like a morning show format. So I enjoyed hearing something like that. You don't get to hear much anymore. So it's something I listen to every day. It's called The Ralph Report. And it's only available on Patreon, but it's 15 cents a day for, you know, an hour of content, you know.
That's like a cup of coffee a day.
Yeah. You could feed a village of children.
During the 80s, I you know, could gather about $2 or $3, I felt like I could change the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we found out that guy was molesting those kids or something, wasn't he? Or he was eating them or something. It was something terrible.
Little of this, little of that.
You're keeping hoarding all the food for himself.
Yes.
And my favorite book of the year was called Roadkill by Dennis E. Taylor.
Book?
Dennis E. Taylor is the guy that wrote the Bobiverse books. And it's a science fiction. The science is very close and real. And so it's fun how a group of college kids what they would do if they had an intergalactic spaceship with a AI, you know, computer that would talk, you know, that you could get it to do whatever you wanted. So it's a fun book, Roadkill by Dennis E. Taylor.
Awesome. Steph, do you want to go before me?
Sure, I'll go real quick. My favorite show, like Jeff, Andor, loved it. There's not any other show that I looked forward to every single week like I did that show. Crazy about it. My favorite movie, probably, I was trying to think of movies that I liked so much this year that I watched again. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. I was really wild about that movie. And it was one of those things, like, you watched it one time and you're like, okay. Then the second time, it's even better. Then the third time, it's even better. There's so many things going on that you just miss a lot of the stuff. So I highly recommend a rewatch if you only watched it once. My favorite book, you guys know I don't read, but I do listen to Audible. And there's this book called Fantastic Land that I listen to. It's so freaking dystopian, but you know, it's about these carnival workers, or they work at like a kind of like a Disney World theme park in Florida. Mm-hmm. And they're warned that a hurricane is coming. And then a lot of them get paid an extra shift premium to stay in the park and maintain it. So they all go into like a storm shelter, and they're all young, right? Except for maybe a couple people, and how quickly they all turn into this Lord of the Flies clans.
Okay.
It's really brutal, but it's also, I don't know, but if you haven't never listened to it or read it, it's called Fantastic Land. It's really good. And my favorite podcast, you know, you guys know I listen to a lot of Tim Dillon or whatever, but my favorite new podcast that I've been listening to like crazy is the Chaz Palminteri Show. I freaking love the Chaz Palminteri Show. If you loved the Sopranos show with Imperioli and what's his face, you will love
what's his face,
Bobby, but you will love Palminteri Show because all his stories are real. He really was around all that. You know, the Bronx Tale, that is his life story. Wrote it. He did the one man show. He has so many guys from the neighborhood and that know like real shit. It's not Hollywood crap. This is all real. And I just love hearing all these old timey Italians talking about the neighborhood and all the crap that goes on there. So the Chaz Palminteri Show, if you haven't listened to it, I sent him an email begging him for like 10 minutes of his time to come on here.
You write your back?
Not yet, no, but I said it like 4 days ago. He's a busy man.
You know, when he was in that barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois. I love him. He's a great actor. And that is it. I have subscribed to it and it's in my queue. When I traveled up north, I was finishing an audiobook, and then I was like looking for something and I didn't have any credits yet. So I got a free, like, this is in your blah, blah, blah. And it was the book for the movie The Postman, but it was the book before it was the movie with Kevin Costner. The book was freaking great, good narrator, but the story was 1,000 times better than what got turned into the movie. And the author has notes because they reissued it in 2020, and he goes I will keep what I have to say about the film to myself, suffice it to say that some parts of it were really true to my story.
Oh wow.
But it is a fantastic little book. I enjoyed it, and you know, it way better than the film. All right. Did I step on you? Do you have more to add?
No. I was just going to say that Chaz Palminteri Show. Oh, and if I had a secondary, it would be, if you haven't listened to Hate Watch with Devin Costa or watched it on YouTube, and it's just him and like two or three dudes that he hangs out with, they watch YouTube videos and they are some of the funniest improvisers, especially Devin. He is a fool. And the things that they say, like they'll stop the video and talk about it. Such great jokes. I laugh out loud every single time I listen to that podcast.
Awesome. I'm taking all these notes because you guys have so many good recommendations. And yet I find myself, hey, let's see what Dallas season one is going on. All right. My favorite movie from 2022 was The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which starred Nicolas Cage, written and directed by Tom Gormican. It's pretty much a story about Nicolas Cage playing himself. And throughout the film, there's scenes where 90s Nicolas Cage shows up to try to give him career advice. He's having troubles with his family and his daughter. They're not really his wife and daughter. That's the side story. He's paid to go to an island where a mob guy or a dictator or somebody like that played by Pedro Pascal, pays him millions of dollars to just hang out with him. And I'm not going to blow it because it's a fun story. I had no idea that I'd like it, but it's I just loved it. And I watched it twice and will probably watch it again. My favorite television show. It was really difficult for me to pick a TV show to be my best TV show because there was a lot of new television, as there is every year now because of all the streaming services. But I went with 1899 because I loved the, I just loved the lore that was woven in and out. And I love that the way that it ended, I wasn't expecting it. And I hope that there is a second season. I really do. 1899, a show about a boat, but we talked about it before. Google it. And if you're interested, watch it. It's great. It was on Netflix. My favorite podcast is, of course, Fly on the Wall. Like we've already mentioned, I just love hearing those two guys. Sometimes it gets real annoying though, because they don't let their guest ever answer some of the questions that they ask because they're just constantly riffing, but that's what makes it enjoyable to me. My favorite book. Again, I listen to some new stuff, mostly listen to older things that I'd never listened to before, but this year, based on you guys' recommendation, was Fairy Tale by Stephen King. What a great story. It was like a return to form for me, for Stephen King, and it had a lot of feel of like The Talisman and some Dark Tower stuff. You know, just another world that you end up going to and doing all sorts of fun things. My favorite TV show of 2022 was Dallas season one from 1977.
Well, if we're doing that, then I'm going to say Cheers.
No,
all seasons. Cause I've been watching Cheers like crazy.
Oh, Cheers is great to watch. Just put it on and boom, you're out.
People of Reddit claim that anybody that goes back and rewatches shows has severe depression disorder.
Sure.
Oh, sure. I'll take that.
I'm not going to disagree with that. No. I
mean, what do you want, Reddit?
Yeah. Whatever you say, Reddit, you pricks.
And it's only because, like with Cheers, you know, you're watching that and you realize that everyone in that bar was under 45 except for Coach. And you're like, oh my God.
You know, to me, Reddit is a severe depression disorder if it was a website. I mean, so.
Doom scrolling.
Isn't that what Reddit stands for?
Yeah. Right. Here's the thing, you buy an album or you listen to a song, you don't just listen to a song once. Or if you really like it, you listen to it a lot. And you make a mix or you make a playlist or you buy the album and you listen to it and it puts you in a mood. So I guess the same thing could be said for that. I don't think that it's severe depression.
It's comforting. That's what they say. You rewatch things that you already know, just like you, for people that are office freaks like myself, you'll watch The Office 100 times because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know you like it.
Right. Just like with sex. Yourself.
Or you know what's going to happen and you don't care.
Yeah. Get under your weighted blanket and get your hot cocoa with your marshmallows and rewatch The Wire over and over again.
I haven't done that in forever.
I'm a 14th watch of Oz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get real hot with that, especially episode one. Hey, fish.
a lot of man rape in the. Yeah. A lot of man rape.
That's the good kind.
I don't know if any's good. I don't really like.
Hey, they're in prison. They had it coming.
No, Jeff.
Literally.
Very. I'd love if you can't find it.
Hell yeah, bitch. All right. We're going to take a little break and come back, and we'll do our farewell to famous people segment that we're crassly referring to as they died, since we always say who died. And we'll be right back. Well, hello, everybody. Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Euro. We'd like to thank Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longest sponsor, and our good friend Mike Hall, and everybody at the restaurant. AP&G has been undergoing some remodeling this fall and early winter. They're adding new floors. I'm assuming that it hasn't taken them a month, but I'm still going to say they're adding new floors. They have added a new floor, just in case, and a bar top area with 10 additional beer taps, which will bring their total to 16 beers on tap.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a lot. Plus, they are expanding their local craft beer offerings and are excited for the holiday season, which is almost over, but there is New Year's and then whatever happens in January and February. So go on out there for Valentine's Day. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please call Mike Hall or contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza Nero by calling 770-483-6228. AP&G loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and the East Metro Atlanta area, and would like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. They are open for dine-in and takeout from Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday 12 to 9, closed on Sundays. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, if you do, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Contact our friend Brett by calling 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. So I just got, before we go on to what we're talking about, I just got back from a very long ass drive. Can I just tell you guys this? I just got to tell you guys this.
Yeah.
All right. So Friday, last Friday morning, I get up and go to work. Before I go to work, I drop off one of our Bostons at the vet where she's being boarded and then she's going to be groomed and cleaned and all that. That's the first thing I did. Then we go to work and we had a fun show. Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying was there for the Von Hessler Doctrine Christmas special. And as soon as the show is over, I get in my car and I start driving. Drive. By, I think it was 10 o'clock, I was in Richmond, Virginia.
Jesus.
Yeah, no doubt. And I pull over and I get a hotel room at a place called Sleep Inn.
Highfalutin. Sounds highfalutin.
Oh, yeah.
This place is so bad you had to bring your own bed bugs.
You bring your roaches in a suitcase and let them out.
Oh, it's so seedy that you got to wonder why they banned smoking, because it might make it smell better.
Do we hit the black light?
No.
Don't do that to yourself.
I believe that there might have been a hooker in the room next to me, because there's a lot of noise going on in there, or at least somebody that was smoking pot in a room that shouldn't have been smoking pot. But anyway.
But not a dead one in the box spring below you.
No, I just heard a lot of like things being hit against the wall and screams and stuff.
Here's Johnny.
So it was very disconcerting, but I was tired, so I was able to fall asleep. But I had to keep going down to have a cigarette outside, and there was a guy in the hall, like at the end of the hall, curled up with his feet on the wall, you know, at the end of a hall where they have that window, and he's just, "You let me in, let me in, let me in." Then he'd get up and walk over to the door and say, "Let me in. Let me in." This went on for an hour and a half. I'm guessing someone let him in. But that was it for an hour and a half.
Or he broke in and killed them.
Let me in. No, I think he was just locked out. His girlfriend or his wife or whatever was mad at him. Somebody was mad at him. He didn't seem dangerous. He was just, that's all I heard him say. Let me in. So I get up in the morning. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm in Richmond. Now it's time to go to Boston. And I go to the Apple maps and I type Boston. And I'm on my way. Well, you know, I don't know what I hit. I'm not very good with these things. And I went on all the toll roads. I didn't have any money for the tolls, so I just went. It means I'm going to be getting a bunch of Easy Pass bills in the mail.
Oh, Jesus.
And it just took forever. I went through Washington, D.C. It took me around Baltimore. It took me on some weird road through D.C. where I'm driving right through the city. I'm in Newark, New York City. I mean, it just took me all these shitty ways. And finally, in the late afternoon, I made it to the Christmas party that Caitlin's family was having. So we got to there. And then I had to get up in the morning the next day, and we had by the way, on the way there, I drove past Sandy Hook. It made me think of Alex Jones. And then I got mad at him and kept going.
You threw a false flag out the window.
I did. I threw a false. There was nothing in my hand, but I threw it anyway. And then we get there that night and went to the party. It was really nice. Then we go back to her sister's house, where her sister's husband is of course a Patriots fan, and we're watching the Bills Dolphins game on TV. And I'm like, I bet you hope both of these teams lose, right? And he's like, yeah. But I got mad in the third quarter and went to bed. Yeah, the fucking Bills are going to lose. And I woke up in the morning and they had won. And then it was time for Gil's christening, which was really cool. Gil went ape after the christening, screaming, running around. I want my car. But he looked so cute. His mom got him a little outfit. He was the oldest child there. There were three children. And my friends Mark and Shannon from Mount Morris, New York, who used to live down here in Atlanta, they came. I didn't get to hang out with them at all, but they did drive through a snowstorm through Albany and all those mountains in western Massachusetts. So it was nice to see them. They stopped by and went to the christening and took a bunch of nice pictures. And their daughter lives in Boston, so they just spent the day before hanging out at breweries and having fun with their daughter. Their daughter was 6 months old when I moved to Atlanta. She's 26 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm old. We're all old.
She's living in Boston proper now?
Yeah, she lives up near the old North Church, which I guess is north. Caitlin's family lives on the South Shore, or the South part of
Boston. Yeah, because they're
South. Oh, she's a freaking Southie?
Not like they don't live in Brockton, you know? Like, fuck you, dude.
Do you like apples?
I mean, Caitlin's very scrappy, so now I really get it. She's a Southie.
How do you like them apples?
She has a big stick she likes to hit me with. Fuck you, bastard. The cool thing, and then, you know, we went and had a nice meal, a party at her mom's, clubhouse at her condo place, which is really cool. That area of Boston is really nice. Boston's a beautiful city. And then after that, Caitlin and Gil and I went to downtown Boston and stayed at the Hotel W, which stands for weed, because that's all you can smell because it's legal in Massachusetts. But it was a beautiful hotel. I'm telling you this long story to get to this. And so I'm leaving and I get on the Massachusetts Turnpike to head south. I had to go to Albany, New York, and then head south so I could go visit my aunt and uncle in Pennsylvania, where Jeff and I grew up in Mansfield. But as soon as you get out of Boston and start heading towards Springfield, you see billboards, you know, for pot shops. And it's amazing to me. I've never seen this before in my life. We have everything you need: vapes, weed, gummies, and it's all legal. So finally I find one in Springfield that I go to, and the guy's really cool. He's got a fish hat on, and you know, I went to the older guy because he wasn't gonna be like, well, so dude, here's what you get. He was our age and he recommended certain things for me. So I'm driving, have dinner with my family, get in the car, and I drive to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm outside of this nice hotel. And I go, oh, I bought a pre-rolled joint. I'm going to try it. I bet you this is just like normal. I took three or four hits from that. And then about 20 minutes later, I start shivering. I'm extremely hot. My body is just like, I'm cold, and I took the blankets off the other bed in the hotel room and put them on, and I'm under there. I go, oh, please stop. And so I'm Googling it. Am I dying? Is this killing me? But apparently it's a thing. If you were cold already or whatever, it was just weird. Have you guys ever experienced that in your life?
Mm-mm. No, I don't do drugs, Tim.
I'm so high.
No.
Marijuana kills.
I love that shit. I just get the terror.
Yeah, I was scared.
It's the terror. Yeah, I have gotten the terror, and it's frightening. It is very scary. That happened to me on a damn Delta 8.
I got
the fear. It came, and then you know, Pickle, he was having like palpitations, and I was like, oh God, I can't drive you. We're gonna die. It was awful. It was awful. I was like, I'm never doing this shit again.
I was saying the same thing, and I was trying not to fall asleep. I'm like, what if I fall asleep and my heart explodes? I mean, this is all the shit's going on in my head. I was freaking out. And before I had to force myself, because there was no water. I wasn't going to drink it out of the tap. So I think, oh, the vending machine's all the way at the end of the hall. So I like didn't even have my pants buckled. Just sloshing down in my socks, hoping nobody will see me. But by the way, once I left states where it was legal, I threw it in the trash.
Of course.
Well, yeah, that's right. How it is in Michigan too. I mean, everywhere you go, you can buy weed, and like all the jobs up there, you search and do an Indeed search around where my mom's house is. Bud Wrangler, Bud Wrangler, Bud Wrangler.
Hey, I was a Bud Wrangler. It's a good job. Just don't get bit by a rattlesnake, or we're going to have to leave you there. Bud Wrangler. I wouldn't mind being a Bud Wrangler. Hey, bro.
Hey, you'd be a great Bud Wrangler. You people come in, you'd be doing those voices and shit on them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hi, you'd Apple. Be great.
This is the official Kiss gummy. One's a star, one's a spaceman, one's a demon tongue, and the other one's a cat or a fox, depending on which you choose. But those foxes don't get any money.
You do the Sam Elliott, do the 1846 gummy or whatever.
Whatever was that show? 1872. Tastes like rattlesnake venom. Wyatt, we're leaving town. Our brother's dead. I'm leaving town, Wyatt. You should too. Well, bye. Well, Johnny Ringo, you look like someone just walked over your grave. My fight ain't with you, Lunger. I love that.
It is so good. Can I say real quick before we get going?
Yeah.
My mom and I had a big discussion last night about dying with respect.
Uh-huh.
And she said that my grandmother had all of her bills paid off and her house was paid off. Wow. And that she died with a good name. And I said, nobody gives a shit about that.
No.
Like,
no.
If you tell me I'm dying of cancer, like they told my grandma, I'm running all my credit cards up, every single one of them.
Right.
What are you talking about? Dying with a good name. And I wanted to put that to you as we got into the memoriam. Do you guys feel like that's an old school concept? Does anybody our age or younger give a rat's ass about dying with a good name?
Fuck them. Run up those tabs because your kids don't have to pay for them. And if your wife or your husband's name is, if you don't have the same debt, if they're not tied to your debt, they don't have to pay it. They may tell
them.
That's
what I said. If it's not secured credit, who cares? They've been robbing us forever with these piece of shit interest rates, these taxes, nonsense bullshit that we've had to pay for. They can kiss my ass. I'm going to buy five of everything and then croak.
I'm going to buy a Tesla and drive it into a wall.
I'm going to spend my entire retirement trying to get my credit score back up.
Almost time for a reverse mortgage. Oh, hi, I'm Henry Winkler. I wouldn't lie to you.
But is it, don't you guys think that's funny, though, is that that generation, like my mom, you know, she's almost 70, this whole dying with a good name, like having all your stuff paid off and not leaving it for anybody else, nobody gives a shit about that.
Nobody. I would say most boomers don't give a shit about that, considering how they've lived their lives. But their parents, that's definitely a trait of the World War II people. But they have a reason to, because there was the Great Depression and then World War II and then all that great prosperity that a lot of people had in the 50s, at least until Vietnam hit. And then the economy started going to shit, you know, in the 70s and then whatever. You know how it played out. But no, fuck it. You know, I really hope I get all of my student loans paid off.
Yeah, because after you're dead, people go, all of her bills were paid.
Yeah, nobody's.
And that is the mark of a true, you know, legend.
You get a blue check mark on your headstone. You get a blue check mark if you're gonna pay it off.
Well, actually, no. You'd have to pay $8.99 a month for that on your gravestone, and if you don't pay, we'll come chip it off. All right, celebrities that we thank you for that. That was very funny.
Sure.
The celebrities that passed away. We're gonna do this by month, and we're not gonna dwell on everybody, but these are some big names, people that have touched us pop culturally. And we'll just start with January of 2022. Dan Reeves, who was 77 years old, he was a football player and a football coach, best known for never winning a Super Bowl with the Broncos or the Falcons.
And running up the middle. Yeah. Running up the middle.
Running up the middle. Running up the middle. But Dan Reeves was a nice guy. He lived in Atlanta. He coached the Falcons. He was a nice dude. We used to see him at the
IHOP.
IHOP one time, which means we used to. We saw him there once. And we talked to him, didn't we? We said, hey, coach.
He was with his granddaughter.
Yeah, that's right. And he was wearing a sweater vest. But I liked Dan Reeves. He was a nice guy. Jeff hates him because he cut Phil Sims. What, Steph?
He was a nice guy. I can't tell you how many times while he was coaching the Falcons that I heard my husband scream and curse and go, run it up the middle again? Oh, my God.
Run it up the middle again. I don't think it was his fault that they lost that Super Bowl. They just got destroyed by, you know, that was John Elway's, like, I'm going to win two Super Bowls and then I'm going to go away.
Well, and Jesse, what's his face, picked up those prostitutes the night before too, so that didn't help.
Oh God, yeah. The next person on our list is actor director Peter Bogdanovich, a real interesting fella, very close with Orson Welles. Let Orson Welles live in his house. His first marriage was the inspiration for a movie with Shelley Long, Ryan O'Neal, and Drew Barrymore. Remember that movie? What was that called? Irreconcilable Differences.
Oh yeah,
which I used to watch all the time because it was on HBO. But he Me did too. So many great. Yeah, I know. Plus Sharon Stone's tits were in it. That you remember he did that musical about the Civil War and it was terrible. But he passed away. There was a podcast about him a couple years ago that was really good.
And most notably the Dorothy Stratton stuff.
Yeah, I was getting to that. The Dorothy Stratton, he fell in love with Dorothy Stratton, which is why he left his wife. And that tale certainly ended tragically, huh? Oh, Eric God. Roberts killed her after he built a sex dungeon in his garage. Yeah, I'm going to kill you now. And Eric Roberts got away with it. You know.
Yeah, he blew his brains out.
Oh, that wasn't really Eric Roberts. That was the scumbag that was in love with Dorothy Stratton, the suitcase. Yeah.
Paul.
Paul, but he was also on The Sopranos. He was Dr. Melfi's doctor, and he was great on there, especially because he was so sanctimonious and he always would pull out his little stupid webbed water bottle and take a sip off of it. So another big name in Hollywood, Sidney Poitier, passed away in January. He was in Look Who's Coming to Dinner, the movie with Lulu, where he played the American teacher over in England, that To Sir With Love comes from, that song. Did a lot of movies. Fantastic, well-regarded actor.
Style, grace, Poitier.
Yes. Bob Saget left us under suspicious circumstances. We still don't know what killed him, but that doesn't matter. He was a favorite comedian of ours, an actor, a very funny man. Really good at the roasts, really good at stand-up. Of course, Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos are his two big TV franchises, but just a real nice guy and very funny. Singer Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes passed away. And I guess if you're a Gen Xer, she had one big hit in the 80s with Eddie Money.
Just like Ronnie Sykes.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go till you see the light. It means he wants to bang her all night.
She was shaking.
But just like Ronnie said. But Ronnie Spector with a fantastic voice. Here's one. Ralph Emery. He was big in the country music scene. He was on CMT, hosted a talk show, and he was always at the Grand Ole Opry. Peter Robbins was the first voice of Charlie Brown. He passed away, and Dustin was saying that guy had a pretty crappy life after being Charlie Brown.
You get that full football pulled out from under you one too many times, and that's the end.
That's all it takes. Right to the bottle.
Yep. Wah, 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 wah. I know. Wah, 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 wah. Fuck you, Dad. Meatloaf left us in January. Of course, Bat Out of Hell, Bat Out of Hell 2. Fight Club, Rocky Horror Picture Show, played in a movie by our friend.
Yeah, W. Earl Brown.
Yep. And he left us like a bat out of hell. Comedian Louis Anderson, an actor, of course. What was the last thing he was on where he was so good? The
Clown. Baskets.
Yeah, Baskets.
That's right. Louis Anderson was super talented and This is the second big comedic loss of 2022. Morgan Stevens was a TV sitcom or TV drama actor from the 70s. He passed away at 70. Gary Hart, politician who was one of the first sex scandal politicians of our generation. He had that boat monkey business.
He killed that girl.
No, that's Gary Condon. And the
oh, sorry. Girl.
That's who you're thinking of. Gary Hart was 78 years old. And then at the end of the month, we lost Howard Hessman, 81 years old. Howard Hessman, of course, best known as being Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP. February, Ivan Reitman, 75 years old. What do you guys remember him best for?
Ghostbusters.
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
He didn't do Stripes, did he? You know what he did produce? He produced Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Reitman did an awful lot. His son does an awful lot. He was
his daughter, Catherine Reitman. I'm obsessed with her, Working Moms.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
So freaking funny. Oh, my God, is she funny.
So his offspring have gone on to do great things as well. So rest in peace, 75. P.J. O'Rourke, the snarky National Lampoon writer turned funny conservative writer for Rolling Stone, put out a bunch of books. He was very talented and very, very snarky and funny, witty, not like the conservative pundits of 2022, for sure. 74 years old. John Sayles, 63 years old. Now, who was he?
Amazing Jonathan.
That's right. Amazing Jonathan, who we had on this podcast.
Yep.
A long time ago. Jeff turned me on to him years ago. And he was a funny magician, which is rare, and a very good one, and did a very, very entertaining show. And he passed away way too soon. Sally Kellerman, MASH, and
Back to School.
School, and all sorts of things. MASH, the movie, not the TV show. She left 84 years old. In March, we lost Johnny Brown at 84 years old. Alan Ladd Jr. at 84 years old. Emilio Delgado was 81 years old. Of course, Emilio Delgado was Luis on Sesame Street. Actor William Hurt passed away at the age of 71. Did so many memorable roles over the years. What a great actor. Was the best colonel or whatever, general. Thunderbolt Ross from the Hulk movies. Sam Macell died at 94 years old. Scott Hall, 63 years old. Scott Hall was Razor Ramon, the bad guy. I met him a bunch of times. He was super nice. Madeleine Albright, the architect of the Kosovo War. She passed away at age 84. Taylor Hawkins, 50 years old, was the drummer for the Foo Fighters, which was came out of nowhere. And that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Spawn does amazing concerts for him afterwards one in UK and one here. And those were probably one of the musical highlights of the entire year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kid, amazing.
Do you guys remember Barry Youngfellow?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever watch a sitcom called It's a Living?
Oh, yeah. It's a Living. Yeah.
Right. She was the redheaded waitress. And I think the main character of the show. I think she was the main one.
Yeah. She had the son, right?
Right.
On the show. Yeah.
Who was the prettiest, though, was Cheryl Lee Ralph. My God, was she stunning?
The blonde?
No, the black girl. She was stunning in that.
Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Remember her?
Yep.
Gorgeous.
And then, you know, it had the snarky hostess lady or the manager lady who was in 9 to 5 and also the real snarky cook, you know, the real sarcastic actors.
I loved that show.
I did too. It even had a revival after it was canceled. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's still a living. And then lastly from March, Paul Herman passed away. You remember him from The Sopranos. He was Beansy Gaeta who got, you know, I'll run a Lionel. Beansy Gaeta. But also he was in Goodfellas, all sorts of things like that. Tons of movies, American Hustle, Crazy Heart, Tough Guy.
He got run over.
Irishman. Yeah, in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Richie Aprile. I'll run a ramp up to his ass. Run a Lionel up there. Great writing on that show. Moving on to April, we Breaker 19. We lost C.W. McCall at the tender ripe age of 93. C.W. McCall, famous for one thing, the song Convoy. Breaker 1-9, Breaker 1-9.
It was my old childhood. I think it was on one of those albums I had with, like, it had like Car Wash and The Streak.
K-Tel presents.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Sped up versions of your favorite hits. Estelle Harris. Everybody knows who Estelle Harris was, right? 93 years old.
The last Golden.
Yep. No.
No, Estelle, she wasn't.
George's mom on the
George's screen. Mom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On the Sopranos. George's mom on Seinfeld.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Estelle Getty.
Yeah.
Mrs. Potato. We're going to be in the memorial next year.
Oh, my God.
She was also Mrs. Potato Head.
Yes.
In Toy Story. Yeah.
And just tons of other things. We also lost Bobby Rydell, who had a bunch of hits. He was a teen idol from the early days of rock and roll.
Is it what Grease they named Rydell High? Was that after Bobby Rydell?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I can't think of any of his songs right now, which makes me sad. Because
Volare. And Wild One was his biggest hit, I think.
I'm over you. Okay.
Yes. Saddest one of the year for me. 67 years old, Gilbert Gottfried. We talk about him an awful lot, and he is missed, man. I miss him and his comedy, and I miss his podcast. I wish Frank would do it with someone else so we can keep getting.
Yeah, they're ending it. They had the final episode that they recorded recently.
Yeah, no, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Former senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, died at 88 years old. David Burney died. He was 83 years old. David Burney was an actor in the 70s and 80s. Was married to Meredith Baxter. Neil Adams died, 80 years old. You guys remember Neil Adams?
Yeah.
Comic book artist, very, very popular, very well regarded in the industry, and a big loss. And then Naomi Judd passed away at the age of 76. Naomi Judd, she and her daughter Winona Judd, they were the Judds, and they had a bunch of huge hits, and they were kind of like Nashville royalty. So rest in peace. Moving on to May, we lost Mike Haggerty at the age of 67, George Perez at 67, country singer Mickey Gilley, really popular and prominent in the age of urban cowboy. He had a bar called Gilley's. He was 86. Bruce McVitie died at the age of 65. Do you guys know Bruce McVitie? Bruce McVitie was an American actor. When I tell you what he was in, you're going to know. Of course, he was in The Sopranos. But he was also in, if you Google him, you'll see him and go, oh yeah, I know. He's one of those, that guys. He's a that guy. Fred Ward, actor Fred Ward, died at the age of 79. A lot of iconic roles. He's in The Player. He's the fixer, the Hollywood studio fixer. He's in Henry and June, which is a movie about Henry Miller, right? And also he's in Joe Dirt. He's Joe Dirt's dad.
He will always be Remo Williams.
No, absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's the coach of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that's right.
He just looked like that guy.
We also lost in the month of May, we lost Ray Liotta from a Chantix overdose. He didn't know that you can't smoke Chantix. You just have to take it. It's an oral pill.
Chantix is going to come for us.
I hope so. I could take the money. Ray Liotta, I mean, everybody knows Ray Liotta. Goodfellas.
Field of Dreams.
Figsy. Copland. Figsy.
Yes.
Cocaine Bear.
I can't wait for Cocaine Bear. And then actor Bo Hopkins died at the age of 84. He was the guy who was messing around with Richard Dreyfuss in, he's been in a ton of things, but best known probably for American Graffiti. Moving on to June, character actor Philip Baker Hall, who was also in a ton of shit, but probably most people know from Seinfeld. defensive football star Tony Siragusa from the Baltimore Ravens.
Also, oh, the Goose. Yeah. Oh, that shocked me. I was shocked by that.
He was only 55 years old. A cool dude for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was funny. He was also on The Sopranos.
He was an awesome commentator.
Yeah, he was. I loved him. Any kind of stuff he did with the NFL. Jim Seals passed away at the age of 80. I assume he's from Seals and Croft.
Yeah.
Okay. July, we lost talented comedian Shinzo Abe. Oh, no, he was the prime minister of Japan. 67 years old, died of an assassination. Tony Sirico, he was also on The Sopranos. Polly Walnuts, 79 years old. Larry Storch, voice man, impressionist, very funny, and also F Troop. Did a ton of TV, ton of movies. 99, he made it. My ex-wife, Ivana Trump, passed away at the age of 73. We had a big shindig for her. May she rest in peace. Q Lazarus died at the age of 61. Do you guys know who Q Lazarus was?
The founder of Q?
No.
No.
No, I don't know anything about that. Stand down and stand up. Q Lazarus sang Goodbye Horses, which was made famous in the film Silence of the Lambs. And it's a pretty good song. It's just unfortunate that whenever I listen to it, I think of a guy standing with his dick tucked between his legs.
Is that the song that goes, Goodbye Horses, yeah. Sure was nice.
Yes. Oh. No, it's the song that Buffalo Bill's listening to when he's dancing in front of the mirror wearing the skin suit.
Gotcha. You want
Goodbye Horses, I'm lying on the ground. I'd monk me so hard. Hey, Monk, are you about a size 14?
We're big fat person.
Was she a great... Oh, wait a minute. Was she a great big fat person? Sure, you can use my phone. actor Paul Sorvino from most notably Goodfellas, but tons and tons of other stuff, passed away at the age of 83. Pat Carroll died at the age of 95. And basketball legend Bill Russell passed away at the age of 88. In August, we lost sports baseball announcer Vin Scully of the Los Angeles Dodgers and NBC. 94 years old. The best impression of him's Harry Shearer, which you can hear on this on the Simpsons. Olivia Newton-John, 73 years old. Olivia Newton-John, of course, singer, hugely popular singer, lots of hits, Grease, Xanadu, and you know whatever she did after that. Anne Heche, 53 years old, passed away. Anne Heche, lots and lots of notable roles. Probably not good to do a podcast where you're drinking and then go drive and crash into somebody's house with an electric guitar. I mean, an electric car. But that's not funny. Rest in peace, Anne Heche. Robert Lupone, Patty Lupone's brother. He was a character actor, did a lot of stage and film and television work with 76. And we'll move on to September because we're getting long in the tooth here. Writer Peter Straub died at the age of 79.
That was a sad one.
Yes, he co-wrote The Talisman and The Dark House with Stephen King. What else did he write? Ghost Story?
Yeah, he's written a bunch of books.
Yeah.
And he seemed like on the mend a couple of years ago because he had been sick and hospitalized, but then he made a rebound, and I was hoping that they would get around to writing that third Talisman book, but he'd passed.
That's too bad. Former CNN commentator Bernard Shaw. He got really famous because of the Gulf War and all the shit that was happening in the early 90s. He was a really good anchor. I liked him. I used to watch CNN, like, I don't know.
Yeah, back when it was the only news network.
Yeah,
when it was on. Had no other choice.
Yeah, I think I'll go to sleep tonight and watch the news. This is before infomercials, too, so... Ken Starr, 76. He was a special prosecutor that got famous because of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Actor Henry Silva passed away. He was 95 years old. Probably his most famous role is a Cato-like character in The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra. There's that scene where he gets in a big fight with him in his house. He also was in Amazon Women on the Moon. He did that scene, bullshit or not. Louise Fletcher was 88 years old. She's Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep.
All right. So we got some more big names coming up in October. Loretta Lynn, 90.
You skipped over Coolio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Coolio passed away at the age of 59, and I feel like she's doing that. I slide, slippity-slided too fast. I like Coolio. I thought he was an interesting guy. He was a good rapper for sure.
Yeah.
And I like those songs. I don't like that he got mad at him
Weird Al. Al,
but
they made up, I think, after Weird Al gave him a big fat check.
Yeah, I know. I'll take this. I'll take it. All right, so rest in peace, Coolio. October, we lost Loretta Lynn at the age of 90, the country music legend, pop culture legend. She was just amazing all around. All those great songs from the 60s and 70s.
Do. You big old bar.
You sound like an old bar. Well, Loretta, I don't care.
I'm only 30 and you're 10.
I don't care. She wasn't 10. She was 12.
Right?
What do they say in West Virginia?
If nobody calls the cops, it's fine.
Now, I believe the expression is, if there's grass on the field, cut it down and feed it to your horse.
If you work in a coal mine, you can do what you want.
That's right. I work in a coal mine.
That's what my dad says.
Hell yeah.
I work in a coal mine. Y'all can go to hell.
Comedian Judy Tenuta passed away at the age of 72. It could happen. Suffer Pope. All sorts of great lines. She was a funny comedian and very talented. Angela Lansbury died at the age of 92. She was also in The Manchurian Candidate, but most notably for Murder, She Wrote as Jessica Fletcher. Ron Masek died at the age of 86, and I forgot who that was.
He was a character actor. He was in a lot of stuff. I met him when I went to that Land of Lost convention up in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah? What was he known for?
He's on that Land of Lost episode where he parachutes in.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is. Okay, I know exactly who that actor is. Yeah. He's that guy.
Yeah.
Pretty startling loss due to a car accident, I believe. Leslie Jordan, who was on all sorts of things. Everybody loved him. And if you see him in anything, he kind of stole whatever scene he was in because he was just that good. You know what I mean? He had a great presence on screen. And
yeah, he was great. He was great on TikTok too. In his final.
Yeah. He had a huge surge on TikTok with the pandemic and lockdown, and he created his own little daily journal show. It was great.
Former Bulldog coach Vince Dooley passed away at the age of 90. He's revered in Georgia. Jerry Lee Lewis, speaking of guys and their 13-year-old cousins, died at 87, but he loved her. He sure did love her. She had great balls of fire. In November, we lost singer Aaron Carter at the age of 34. Also the original, or not the original, but the best voiceover artist in the Batman world, Kevin Conroy, passed away from cancer at the age of 66. He was beloved. People just loved working with him. And he really, that Batman, the animated series from the 90s is great stuff. A comedian Gallagher died at the age of 76. A kooky guy who did prop stuff, smashed the watermelons, but he was funny all around. He died. Bud Friedman, the owner of the Improv, passed away at 90 years old. He gave a lot of comedians their start, and he had a great TV show during the comedy boom, Evening at the Improv, which you could stay up late and watch, and it was on all the time. Singer Irene Cara, 63 years old, passed away. Irene Cara, fame. Okay, moving on. Rest in peace.
More than I did, so.
Yeah. Everybody knows Brad William Henke, though, from Orange is the New Black and a bunch of other stuff. He passed away way too soon. He was in The Stand, second Stand miniseries. Yeah. He was a cool actor. He had a good presence as well, 56 years old. All right, we made it to December.
Don't you dare go out of November without mentioning Takeoff from the Migos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Takeoff.
Takeoff from the Migos.
That was a tragedy, man.
It was a tragedy. He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there and somebody shot him. He had nothing to do with nothing.
I know.
He was a pretty good guy.
And they're pretty hugely popular here, too, all over.
Very much so in Gwinnett County.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Migos. December, we lost so far. We've lost Gaylord Perry, who was a knuckleball pitcher for many, many different teams. He passed away at the age of 84. Hall of Fame. Bob McGrath died at the age of 90. He was Bob on Sesame Street. And I remember he got mad at Big Bird one time because Big Bird bought a speaker for the deaf lady on Sesame Street. And he said, "You fucking idiot, Big Bird. She can't hear anything." And then the deaf girl put her hand on the speaker and she could feel the groove. Remember that one? But Bob apologized for being so harsh with Big Bird. That was when, you know, there was a lot of drama at Sesame Street. Kirstie Alley passed away at the age of 71. Kirstie Alley and all sorts of things. We've recently spoken about her, but probably best known for Cheers. Maybe Who's Talking? Look Who's Talking.
That actress was great. I loved both seasons of that show. It was so good.
What show? Yeah.
Fat actress, she did. It was so good.
She was cool, man. Oh, she was also Savick in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Two.
The Rabbit. Oh, and my mom's favorite movie of all time, North and South, the favorite miniseries of all time. Remember, she had the slave and they banged in the shed.
She was an abolitionist. Yes, I remember that very well. She was great in that. I love North and South. I would like to find it and watch it, but you can't find it anywhere. Too many flags that make people upset. Stuart Margolin, who was Angel on the Rockford Files, passed. He was 82 years old. And Franco Harris, 72 years old, the Steelers running back, most famous for the Immaculate Reception. And that's who died in 2022. Now, before we wrap up the show, we're going to say we have to list the celebrities that we are glad didn't die in 2022, and then we'll say bid you an adieu. So, Jeff, kick it off.
Yeah, mine were Dick Van Dyke, 97 years old, still with us.
Thankfully. Yeah, I saw there was TMZ people were bothering him the other day.
It was his birthday, so.
Oh, I'm glad I'm alive. All my friends are dead. They're all dead.
And Mel Brooks is still with us, 96. And Norman Lear, 100.
Yeah, he's gonna live
still here, still with it.
Ian McKellen, he's 83, still with us. Harrison Ford, who's 80, got another Indiana Jones coming this year.
Yeah, I play
crazy.
They digitally reduce my age.
Got figured squeeze them all in as much as you can, and then they can just copy his face for the rest of these, if that's the case.
Yeah, maybe they could put my face on somebody else so they could bang Ally McBeal.
Let's see. Ben Kingsley, 78. Glad he's still with us. And Morgan Freeman, 85.
I'm still alive.
Chaz Palminteri. I'm so happy he's still alive. He's 70. Martin Short. Comedic genius, 72, still kicking, still working. Fran Lebowitz, I love her. Satirist, writer, she kills me. Man,
I love her.
She's so gruff and honest, and she's so old New York. And when she dies, I feel like any part of old New York is going to die with her. That's the end of it. Dana Carvey, we love so much. He's 67, but he's had some health issues, and he could have already had some. He had a heart thing and all that. So
I didn't realize how old he was until recently.
67. He surely doesn't sound like it.
No.
My number one that I'm so happy. And today is his motherfucking birthday. Sam Jackson.
Happy fucking
75 birthday. Today. And those are my top five that I'm glad are still alive.
Yes, I did. And I'd do it again.
Tim, your list was pretty questionable.
Guess where I am? Where are you? I'm in a substance other vehicle right outside Simone's house.
Tim, let me guess. Tim's number one is Donald Trump.
No. My number one is O.J. Simpson, 75 years old. Number two, Kevin Spacey, 63 years old. And Kanye West at the young age of 45. Still with us. I'm happy that everybody that's still with us is still with us. And we try not to be morbid when we do these. I like to do these end of year things because there are a lot of people that have touched our lives over these years that we've been around, that we're all in our, you know, late 40s or early 50s, and, you know, really steeped in pop culture. And
if we missed anybody, you can post it in the Radio Shack.
It's in the Radio Shack. And other than that, I just want to wish everybody a very happy Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, happy holidays, you know, winter solstice bullshit, whatever that is. But and I'm not knocking you if that's what you celebrate, but it's kind of stupid and boring. Happy New Year. Have a great New Year's Eve, and we will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Guys, anything else you want to say?
Keep it canon.
Well, yeah, keep it canon, but
yeah, and I wanted to say that now I've had a drink and I can't remember what the hell.
You did the Barkville raffle? How'd that go?
Yeah, well, none of our listeners won, but one of our listeners was there with a freaking dog because he is fostering now for Barkville. Because he's listened to me go on and on about this crap for a long time. So he decided to become a foster for us. And he has this cute doodle named Arthur. And he was at the thing. And listen, I'm drunk. And I'm going to tell you that you don't ever want to mix Sprite and rum and almond milk eggnog together. But it'll get you drunk. And
Dustin, you got to put Steph in the cover art with the drink.
God bless it. What the hell is this guy's name, y'all? This is going to kill me. Chris Chandler. Such a nice dude. Listener of the show. Love you, Chris. I'm sorry that I'm, you know, retarded. But anyway, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And that just like validated my existence. It truly did. Like a lot of times I don't even know, why do I get up today? What the fuck is the purpose of me even being here? And then shit like that makes me glad that, you know, I'm still amongst the living and I'm not in the memoriam. So thank you so much, Chris Chandler. I appreciate it.
Thank you, all three of you guys. This is still a fun show for me to do. I want to continue to do it next year. So you're all welcome to join me in that.
Let's go bowling again.
Okay.
In the new year.
Yes. Yes, we just did that for Pickle's Christmas party. We went to Bolero and we had a freaking blast.
Let's do it. Let's go bowling again. And we'll try to find a bowling alley where we can trade it out so people don't have to pay.
Why don't we do a Valentine's Day bowl?
Why not? I love it. There you go. Hearts and balls.
Sounds good.
Gutter balls, Jackie Trujillo.
Right? Hearts and gutter balls.
Hearts and gutter balls. All right, you guys. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Bye. Keep it canine and canon and all that.
All right.